Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another day of these little bite-sized political podcasts, which I hope you will enjoy, sponsored by Quantum Hypno, and tackling the issues that sometimes we probably shouldn't tackle because it gets us into trouble, but we do it anyway. And what I want to talk to you about is very controversial indeed. In fact, when you put something like this out, you're inevitably going to be given a tough time on it. But I still think that it's reasonable to ask sensible questions, and that's really all I'm trying to do. And the question I'm trying to address is, does the MMR jab cause autism? It's a simple question. Does the MMR jab cause autism? Now, if you post that on most forms of social media, you're instantly going to be community noted or given a strike. Apparently, just the very suggestion that one might cause the other is enough to have the rule book thrown at you, and you're instantly painted as a spreader of misinformation. In fact, actually, when you look at some of the establishment shills responded to this, it really is quite interesting. So what I thought I would do is I would see if I can play you Julia Hartley Brewer talking about this issue very briefly, and then I'm going to talk a bit some more about it. So let's listen to Julia. That's Field Commander Julia Hartley Brewer of the 1st Ukrainian COVID Resistance. Anyway, here she is. Listen to this. Right, let's just stop you right there, Julia. So, okay, so you're having a real go at Andrew Wakefield because of what you say he said, linking the MMR jab to autism, right? Right, Julia, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to look, have a little read through the vaccine, the MMR vaccine package insert. You know, the insert that comes with these, with every kind of drug that you get. And of course, this one gives you the following afflictions which can affect your bodily systems after taking the vaccine. And can you get, so it mentions things like, retinitis, bronchial spasms, leukocytosis, pneumonitis. And, hang on a second. I'm seeing something that says autism. That's right. So it's so cringe, this. So the actual original packaging insert that comes with the MMR vaccine tells you that it may cause autism. That's not Andrew Wakefield telling you that. That is the actual manufacturers of the vaccine telling you that that is one of the things that it can cause. And that's under the fair use clause. So it's weird, isn't it? I mean, it is weird that the people like Julia Hartley Brewer, who told us that the COVID jabs were safe and effective, are telling us that the MMR jab is safe and effective as well. And we apparently, yes, we just mustn't, we really must not question. Well, I think we should question, actually. First of all, if you don't believe in viruses, which I don't, then you certainly can't believe in measles being the consequence of a virus. Could they be a consequence of bodily detoxing. Yeah, entirely possible, I suppose. But injecting yourself with an MMR is not going to, in my own opinion, that is to say, make any difference. It will make a difference to the pharmaceutical manufacturers, of course, because it will most definitely increase their profits. But this seems to be one of the forbidden things, you know. And if you look at the history of autism, which is probably, you know, a good thing to look at, you know, if you look at that over the past 50 years, I mean, basically autism rates have gone from almost essentially nothing to, well, if you take the United States, in 1970, the prevalence of autism has increased by over 1,000%. Over 1,000% in the last 50 years. Yeah. What are you thinking? What do you think is causing that? Well, it just so happens that autism seems to be increasing in a sort of parallel path to the MMR jab being rolled out. And obviously causation and correlation and all that, we're always told, oh, you got to make sure that you don't draw the wrong conclusion. But I think it's quite reasonable to ask, how come autism there's so much more autism about? And that's in the parallel world, there's so many more MMR jabs about. I mean, you don't have to be blind to see there could be an issue here. We need to look into it. But no, you mustn't even suggest that for one second, because to do so makes you a very bad person, an egregious anti-vaxxer, and putting children's lives at risk, says Julia Hartley Brewer. But of course, if there is a problem, surely we should talk about it. No? What do you think?